I'm Robert W. Morgan on the special of the week with the Captain and Tennille.
Sweet silent love, smile for me one more time. Let me see the sunshine in your sad little face. There's a gray cloud sitting all the time on your shoulder. What you and me gotta do is we gotta chase that old cloud away. So smile for me, honey. Give me just a little one. I know it's hard, but you gotta keep on trying. Turn up the corners of that grim straight line. You know that things will be rosy if you smile for me one more time.
Daryl Dragon and Tony Tennille have smiled at each other many more times than once since the day they met, but first, their paths would have to cross. Daryl's path began in Hollywood, where he grew up the son of famed composer-conductor Carmen Dragon. Daryl set out early to breathe fire into the music business, but soon got burned himself as reality slayed the young Dragon's dreams.
Bee, Bumble, and the Stingers, when I was 15, 1950, whatever it was. Remember Bee, Bumble's Nut Rocker? Well, the original version was another one, the Sugar Plum Fairy rock version that I told these people, that won't work, but I think the March of the Toys will work. Father, being in the business, checked over the contracts when it was getting close to record, and he says, well, you should get all the publishing, you know, so it was a publishing hassle. They wanted 50%. Anyway, we didn't get it signed, and they called in somebody else, a studio musician, right? And they recorded and got a big hit out of it, and then, but I was only 15, so I learned young. I was lucky, you know. The older you get, the more burned you feel, so I just learned that you can't trust anybody and you better stick to what you believe in and find people around you that you really can communicate with and on the same wavelength, or you're beating your head against the wall.
I wanna hear me some boogie play like I would in 1954. I wanna hear my captain play some boogie now.
Back in Montgomery, Alabama, little Tony Tennille was wowing him on her mom's daily television show. But Bama was a bummer for the aspiring singer, so Tony quickly abandoned her native magnolia blossoms for the orange blossoms of Southern California. Unfortunately, her career didn't exactly blossom the moment she hit Hollywood.
I came out here and I saw a freedom. I saw a wide open scope of opportunity here. There's the fertility here for something to grow. And I didn't think it would grow out right away, and I wasn't in any hurry. I just wanted to put my roots down in California because I felt that openness. But I just had to have a creative outlet. And I had heard about South Coast Repertory, and I went down to audition for South Coast and became a member.
Back home. Somehow
up to become musical director for the Beach Boys on the road. Sitting behind the keyboards with a yachting cap crowning his head, Daryl was nicknamed the Captain. Tony, on the other hand, had just finished writing a play called Mother Earth with a fellow she'd met through the South Coast Repertory. It seems only fitting that two natural food freaks, the Captain and Tennille, should be brought together with the blessing of Mother Earth.
Well, I wish I could say I had that kind of a, foresight to see in the future, but I didn't really. When I first met Daryl, he had flown up from L.A. to meet me because he was going to take over as piano player in the band for Mother Earth.
I knew it was going to happen. I knew that Tony could happen because I heard her on tape before I met her. And I says, that's a commercial voice. She can be a superstar. I says, I just want to see her perform. When I saw her on stage, I says, there's a superstar. I knew it. Yeah, it's just like, well, that's why I took the job, because even though I knew I was just going to be a piano player, I was hoping to get involved with something because she wrote the way I... What I was attracted to. I knew that I could arrange the kind of music she would write. And if you ever heard that Mother Earth thing that she wrote, there's some classic tunes on there that are just sort of going to waste because they have to do with ecology.
Well, I have heard that Mother Earth thing, Daryl, and you're right. It is a classic. It's also an incredibly rare record, but in the interest of ecology, I preserved it.
Happy Mother's Day, Mother Earth. You look a little older now. Your oceans aren't so white with foam. Your mountains aren't so bright with snow. Your valleys aren't so green and lush as they used to be.
That was the saddest part of my entire career, was that Mother Earth. It was the beginning of my career, really. But I was so young and I didn't know what was going on, and we signed with the totally worst person we could ever have signed with. We also signed away creative control, not knowing any better. And that was the thing that killed Mother Earth. And I wasn't even allowed in the studio or near it while the work was being done.
Yes, you only wrote it, right?
And I didn't even sing on the album either, because I wrote it and they didn't like me because I was a troublemaker. I kept trying to get them back on the track the way the show was, and they didn't like me, so they kicked me out.
It drew a circle that shot me out. Was afraid of what love was all about. Whenever I saw him, he'd be there inside it, locking his heart in a place to hide it. But all love and I, we knew just where to begin. Yes, love and I, we started a circle to spin. Oh, love and I, we drew a circle.
It was a horrible, horrible, horrible trauma. In fact, when Mother Earth finally died a death in Philadelphia right before Christmas one year, I just said, that's it. I'm out of the business. I'm going back to North American Rockwell. I'm going to be a computer analyst, and that's the end of it.
Sounds good.
And that's what I was going to do. And then Daryl called me up and said, let's go do the Beach Boys.
I may not always love you, but sure as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows just how much I love you.
After plowing up Mother Earth, Daryl and Tony played for Father Time. He returned to his keyboards, and she became the first beach girl. They soon left the Beach Boys to chart their own course. It would be a marriage of words and music, a marriage of attractive opposites, a marriage of the Captain to Tennille on a Valentine's Day.
Yes, but that was not deliberate. We just happened to be in Virginia City that day, and that's where we got married. Well, it was just one of those things we were trying to figure out, when we could fit it in. I mean, we've been living together and we just sort of didn't know when we were going to do it, and just sort of said, okay, let's do it now. We're free, let's go do it.
Lawyer said it's a tax advantage.
It's been a romantic reason to get married.
Just because you become a young woman now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some
better shop around. Mm-hmm, you better shop around. Shop around. You better shop around. Try to get yourself a bargain, girl. Don't you be sold on the very first one. Good looking guys come a dime a dozen. Try to find you what is gonna give you true loving. Before you take a man and say I do now, make shop around, you better shop around. Shop around. You better shop around. You better shop around. Oh, yeah, you better shop around. You better shop around. Oh, yeah, you better.
The Captain and Tennille's nights get a little less lonely next on the special of the week. I'm Robert W. Morgan.